We begin each chapter with an inspirational quote. This is from Henry Wadsworth Longfellow from his A Psalm of Life. Let us then be up and doing, with a heart for any fate, still achieving, still pursuing. Learn to labor and to wait. I would like to thank you for the courageous act of picking up this book. Wanting to learn is the first giant step in getting motivated and staying motivated. Wanting to be motivated is the first step in being motivated. You have taken the first giant step. I congratulate you for that. I wrote this book for you because I want to help you in any way I can. This book is written for you. Now, I'm not a doctor, and I don't play one on TV. I'm not a psychiatrist or psychologist. I'm not an expert. I am a member of the human race just like you. I don't have all the answers. I have read about and studied human motivation all my life. I have trained thousands of people in the last 15 years in the U.S., Canada, and England. I am fascinated by one aspect of training. I have found that many times the training inspires and motivates people. I find that to be an honor, but also somewhat puzzling. Why do I motivate them? Why does the training motivate them? What had they not heard before they took the class? Why weren't they motivated before? Why are some people less motivated than others? What are the elements that make someone more or less motivated? After the completion of a training session, a man about 55 years old came over to shake my hand. He was visibly moved, with tears in his eyes. He shook my hand and said, "I want to thank you. This session changed me." I asked him why, and he said that he'd been in a rut for a long time, and now he wasn't. He was out of his rut and fully energized. This experience was deeply gratifying for me on a professional and personal level, and yet something bothered me. Several weeks later, it hit me. How was this man going to keep from going back into a rut at some point? I had not given him that. I had only given him a temporary boost. That was the thought that led me to write this book. I believe that through this book, I can give people some specific tools, tools to help them not only get motivated, but stay motivated. In this book, I will provide practical, useful tools and techniques to get motivated and stay motivated, and to help you achieve the goals that will maximize your life, both personally and professionally. I want you to be a person who is fired up. I can give you information, but it is up to you to truly apply it to your life. I can take you to the water, but I can't make you drink. The biggest personal thrill for me would be to have made a small difference in your life. So, get ready to drink. I think that people are a lot like golf balls. Yes, I said golf balls. I would like for you to sit back and think a minute about a little golf ball. Technically, this little white ball is a round object made from a core of rubber, some rubber bands, and a plastic cover. As a young boy, I used to sit in the yard and cut away the cover of a golf ball with a pocket knife to try to uncover the mystery of the golf ball's power. I was disappointed to discover that the ball inside was a mass of bands and nothing more. A golf ball, when hit by me, the non-golfer, will travel maybe 10 yards. But in the hands of an expert golfer, it has the potential to travel an amazing 250 yards. What does a golf ball have to do with human potential and motivation? Everything. I think that, like golf balls, each one of us has unlimited potential. Assuming that you have most of your faculties, we all have pretty much the same biological makeup. We all have brains, hearts, and emotions. All of us are made of, more or less, the same material. We all have the ability to think. So why do some people fly high and others only dribble along? Why do some people succeed while others fail miserably? In my opinion, there is one compelling difference, and that is motivation. Motivation is the key performance differential. It is the fire in the belly of the stove. Before you react in a negative way to the positive mental attitude, pie-in-the-sky, book-selling, motivational seminar, audio lesson, backslapping cliché, give this message a chance.